The midterm campaigning comes to an end. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden returning to the White House Monday evening, saying he's optimistic, but admitted Tuesday will be a fight for congressional Democrats.
I think it's going to be tough, but I think we can. I think we'll win the Senate. I think the House is tougher.
At a Democrats candidate rally at Maryland's Bowie State University Monday evening, the president claimed that our democracy is at risk and that Republicans would try and gut many of his programs.
Tax credits for lower energy costs, gone. 15% corporate tax, minimum tax, gone. The $800 savings for health premiums we got for the Affordable Care Act, gone.
Former President Trump campaigning outside of Dayton, Ohio last evening for Senate candidate J.D. Vance, predicting the GOP will regain control of both the House and the Senate, and he teased his future political plan.
I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th. At Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida.
Many pundits believe Mr. Trump will announce at that time his plans to run for a second term in the White House. In the hotly contested Pennsylvania Senate race, Democrat John Fetterman's campaign now asking a federal court to order that mail-in ballots be counted even if they are misdated or undated. Pennsylvania's Supreme Court last week ordered those ballots not be counted. A state judge in Arizona has told Cochise County it cannot count all of its ballots by hand, a step the county elections board had been planning to take over claims of voting machine irregularities. The winning numbers in the $1.9 billion Powerball jackpot haven't been drawn yet. The drawing Monday evening delayed for more than 3 hours so far because one of the participating lotteries hasn't been able to complete the processing of its sales. The Iowa State Lottery, which manages Powerball, says the drawing will be performed when the required security protocols are completed. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A Russian businessman with Kremlin connections admits to meddling in U.S. elections.
After denying allegations for years, Yevgeny Prigozhin admitted to meddling in U.S. elections and has no plans to stop. The catering company owner, known as Putin's chef, boasting in a social media post he will continue interfering carefully, precisely, and surgically. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
His bold confession, if anything, appears to be just a manifestation of the impunity that crooks and cronies enjoy under President Putin.
The U.S. charged Prigozhin and other Russians in 2018 with operating a covert social media campaign to sow distrust and divide public opinion ahead of the 2016 presidential election. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Hurricane watches have been posted for the northwestern Bahamas and Florida's Atlantic coast as subtropical storm Nicole approaches, threatening to bring what the National Hurricane Center calls a prolonged period of hazardous weather. Forecasters now expecting Nicole to reach hurricane strength by Wednesday night, ahead of a projected landfall in southeast Florida on Thursday. The Supreme Court's newest justice has issued her first opinion, a dissent in a death penalty case.
In a short dissent, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson says she would have tossed out lower court rulings and ordered a new look at the case of Deval Chin, an Ohio death row inmate. Chin's attorneys say the state suppressed evidence that could have changed the outcome at the trial. Justice Sonia Sotomayor joined Jackson's dissent. The court has not yet issued any rulings from cases argued in October. It's likely Jackson will write at least one majority opinion from those cases. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Some evacuation orders have been lifted on Colonel's Island, Georgia, where firefighters report they've extinguished most of a huge fire in a chemical plant. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.